this week's Let's Talk. Today we want to look at the birth of Jesus in praise. What do we think of when we think of the Christmas story? Often we think of a family gatherings, food, presents, Santa Claus, the music, the Christmas story, and many other things. When we tell the Christmas story, it is full of interesting pieces of a fabulous story, including the virgin birth, Joseph bringing Mary to Bethlehem for the census, no room in the inn for the weary couple, the angels appearing to the shepherds, the wise men, and Herod the Great, and the actual birth of Jesus, and then the flight to Egypt. But if you look at the story carefully and read the story in one sitting, you will notice a theme that overrides the entire story, and that is the word praise. Praise follows the story of Jesus' birth in many different settings. The praise is directed to God for his provision of the Savior. We will look at these briefly. Our first praise encounter is with Zechariah in Luke chapter 1, verses 13 to 18. You'll note that all scripture passages are abbreviated. Luke chapter 1 says, "But the angel of the Lord said to him, 'Do not be afraid, Zechariah. Your prayer has been heard. Your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you are to call him John. He will be a joy and a delight to you, and many will rejoice because of his birth. He will be great in the sight of the Lord, and he will be filled with the Holy Spirit even before he is born. He will bring back many people of Israel to the Lord God, and will go before the Lord in spirit and in power of Elijah, to the hearts and parents to their children, and the disobedient of the wisdom and the righteousness, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord.'" This praise prepares John the Baptist for his ministry of preparing the way for Jesus one day in advance. It is early praise about the Savior. The second praise encounter is with Mary in Luke chapter 1, verses 46 to 55. Mary said, "My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant. From now on, all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me. Holy is his name." Mary rejoiced over finding out that in her womb was something very special. This caused her to praise the Lord. The third praise encounter is with Zechariah and the angel in Luke chapter 1, verses 68 to 70. "Praise be to the Lord God of Israel, because he has come to his people and redeemed them. He has raised up a horn of salvation for the house of his servant David, as he said through his holy prophets of long ago." Zechariah praised God for fulfilling his promise of a Savior. The fourth praise encounter was from Mary. The text says, "At that time Mary got ready and hurried to a town in the hill country of Judea, where she entered Zechariah's home and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greetings, the baby leapt in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. And Mary said, 'My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. He has helped his servant Israel, remembering to be merciful to Abraham and his descendants forever, just as he had promised the ancestors.'" Mary praised God for his faithfulness in fulfilling his promises. The fifth praise encounter was with Zechariah again. John's father, Zechariah, was filled with the Holy Spirit, and he prophesied, saying, "Praise be to the Lord, the God of Israel, because he has come upon his people and redeemed them. He has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David, as he said through his holy prophets of long ago, salvation from the enemies and from the hand of all who hate us." The sixth praise encounter is with the heavenly host, declaring to the shepherds in Luke chapter 2, verses 13. "Suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, 'Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to those who of whom his favor rests.'" The shepherds were amazed at this revelation and searched out the Christ child. The seventh praise encounter was with Simon and Luke in Luke chapter 2, verse 25. "Now there was a man in Jerusalem named Simeon, who was righteous and devout. He was waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was on him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's Messiah. Simon took him in his arms and praised God, saying, 'Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you may now dismiss your servant in peace, for my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all nations, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of your people Israel.' Simon glorified God with praise at the birth of Jesus." The eighth and final encounter was with the shepherds after they visited baby Jesus. The shepherds returned glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. In conclusion, on eight different occasions, praise was on the mind of the people as they thought about the birth of Jesus. If you want to be like first century Christians, then see the Christmas season as a time of praise. When you think of Christmas, don't forget the elements of praise in your celebrations. Christians is more about Jesus and less about food and presents. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this lesson on praising you for the birth of Jesus Christ. We pray that we'll be mindful of all that Jesus did when he came to die for our sins. Father, thank you for this time now in Jesus' name. Amen.